Good morning, beloved, and welcome to this Thursday edition of the 5-Minute Journey. Today, we are in Isaiah chapter 43, verses 1 through 13, where God promises to rescue the people from Babylonian captivity and allow them to return to Judah. The people of Israel are summoned to be witnesses to their belief in God. And again, God's guiding word for us all this week has been hope. So let's begin reading in Isaiah chapter 43 and verse 1. Israel, the Lord who created you says, "Do not be afraid, I will save you. I have called you by name. You are mine. When you pass through deep waters, I will be with you. Your troubles will not overwhelm you. When you pass through fire, you will not be burned. The hard trials that come will not hurt you. For I am the Lord your God, the Holy God of Israel, who saves you. I will give up Egypt to set you free. I will give up Ethiopia and Seba. I will give up whole nations to save your life, because you are precious to me, and because I love you and give you honor. Do not be afraid. I am with you. From the distant east and the farthest west, I will bring your people home. I will tell the north to let them go, and the south not to hold them back. Let my people return from distant lands, from every part of the world. They are my own people, and I created them to bring me glory. The Lord says, summon my people to court. They have eyes, but they are blind. They have ears, but they are deaf. Summon the nations to come to the trial. Which of their gods can predict the future? Which of them foretold what is happening now? Let these gods bring in their witnesses to prove that they are right, to testify to the truth of their words. People of Israel, you are my witnesses. I chose you to be my servant so that you would know me and believe in me and understand that I am the only God. Beside me, there is no other God. There never was and never will be. I alone am the Lord, the only one who can save you. I predicted what would happen, and then I came to your aid. No foreign God has ever done this. You are my witnesses. I am God and always will be. No one can escape from my power. No one can change what I do." And today's key verse is Isaiah chapter 43, verse 1, where the Lord says, "Do not be afraid. I will save you. I have called you by name. You are mine." Isaiah 43, verse 1. Well, again, as we have learned in our midweek Bible studies, one of the questions that the leadership of Israel were saying before they were taken into captivity, while they were steeped in their sin, which that was that sin that brought about their captivity, it was punishment as God had promised he would do when they would leave his ways and start to follow the ways of the world, that they would ultimately be taken into captivity and dispersed throughout the nations. But one of the things that we learned they were saying is, well, does God hear? Does God hear? Does God see? And they were basically saying that if there was a God, he is totally clueless. He has no idea. And this is coming from the leadership. This is coming from the priests. This is coming from those who should know better. And they were questioning the very existence of God. And so God here is reminding them that they are about to see a wonderful, glorious, miraculous deliverance. And it is their responsibility to stand as witnesses to the fact that God has stepped into an impossible situation and set them free. Let us pray. Lord God, you have called me by name, and I am yours. You alone are God, and I thank and praise you for your life-giving love. In Jesus' name, amen. Well, our Thursday together has come to an end. Join me tomorrow as we will be reading Isaiah chapter 44, verses 21 through 28. Just a short little passage where it is revealed that the Lord is our Creator and our Savior. And so until tomorrow, beloved, keep looking up. Your salvation is drawing nigh, and every blessing that you've been praying to God for is on its way. God bless.